Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Straight into it.
Straight into it.
Morena, Kirsten.
Time to debrief.
Morena. As such is the way of live radio. We're talking about
that's right.
Very Vegemite topic this morning, I think.
Why is it Vegemite?
Because already Tess and I are feeling on different sides of the spectrum here.
Mm. Yep. Oh, and you know what? I can't even guess which side you're each on.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you not buy my email that I sent you?
Well, yeah.
I think I said wow.
So I think you're that's a no.
Let's tell the people what we're talking about, first of all.
We're talking about emo.
Oh, ho, ho.
Spelled lowercase E-M-O.
You've got to get it right. Yeah. Lowercase
so the
E-M-O.
The only reason I'm not on board with some of it is some of the songs, which we didn't select for today, like Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Face Down, you know, some of them are just a bit...
But bleak for you, or
well,
just a bit?
Yeah, it's not like the nicest, is it?
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's you like your yacht rock and your gardening and stuff.
Yeah,
you know? Yes, you're a happy girl.
Rather than
that's a big deal about what emo is. So it does literally stand for emotional, and it was a type of punk music in the 90s, emotional hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of drifted from that, and a lot of them now hate that name because they're like, well, all music's emotional. But you know, it's a thing, and emo's a thing, and we all know what we're talking about. But yeah, it's definitely dark. In fact, you know, a lot of the articles I looked through were all like emo versus goth and how to tell the difference, you know, because they're two different things, but they both have a darkness.
Dark edge to them.
Yeah. So,
I believe there's even, you know, sub-genres within emo as well, and you've got your very sort of partisan lines that
Shall
go through.
Shall we kick off with the first track?
Yeah, so you found the happiest emo songs you could find. Look, you're wearing black nail polish.
It's not black.
It's brown. No.
It's got a gold
She's close.
Tinge on it.
She's close.
Hit it,
Sweetness
Tess.
By Jimmy Eat World. Oh, God.
That's very emo.
This is very emo.
Those kind of vocals? Brendan Urie vocals.
Oh, you love it, Rachel.
I'm feeling the angst.
I knew you would.
Hey, I'm from Christchurch, okay? Emo is a big thing.
And this sort of electric guitar, it's punk pop, right?
Yeah.
So it's punk grounded, and there is a sort of hardness with the distorted guitars, but it's got these... What? Kind of clippy choruses.
What era are we talking for this particular track here? This is not the 90s, is it? This is a little bit later?
2001.
So, 2001.
So it became really big in the 2000s, and it became mainstream pop, which, you know, as we've seen with other genre, ends up kind of killing it, right?
Right,
you know,
right.
Like it gets picked up. So, it was really big in the 00s, and it came around the same time as sort of social media.
Uh-huh, so you Bebo.
So you get this, you know, it's just the perfect blend of, you know, selfies and fashion and finding, oversharing.
Fringes.
Angst,
fringes.
Sharing your fringe, you know, fashion. Like
checkers.
It was a perfect time. Oh, yeah, so I've got more eyeliner.
Yep.
Side bangs.
Okay.
Black nail polish. Androgynous, which got a lot of... hit back from the rock community, you know, because it was too gay, you know, too feminine. Sharpies. Drawing on your shoes, like your band name, skinny jeans, vintage t-shirts, black glasses.
How do you feel about it?
And poetry.
Do you like the genre, Kirsten?
I love it.
I love it.
I'm not an emo, but...
No, I also feel like I've been emo adjacent, you know, in my
too.
Life. I've had
me
a lot
too.
Of friends who were emos. I was never quite in the emo scene, but I can respect the emo. I can respect
you
the emo
respect
buzz.
Respect the emo.
And this is a bit old lady skiting, but I was in Mexico in, I don't know, sometime in the mid-2000s and saw all these, like, young Mexican emos.
Cool.
Of course, mixed with the Mexican culture, like the skulls,
Amazing.
You know, and the Frida Kahlo. And they just loved it. That sort of, you know... It is one of those subcultures where you get the full package, the clothes, the
look.
You
do. And I think the thing people quite often don't realize about emo is it's quite colorful as well. Like it's black, but there's a lot of like bright neons. There's a lot of like
pink hair. That's another big difference with goth, you know? And goth is older, you know, that's an 80s, 70s.
BFM listeners, thoughts on emo? 5395, let us know.
Out of the songs we selected, I think this is probably the most upbeat.
What, the Jimmy Eat World track we're listening to?
Sweetness. It's
Sweetness.
Out of the select.
I remember
tracks.
Getting roundly told off by a friend of mine at intermediate school because I said something about her like being an emo, and she's like, "I'm not an emo, I'm sane." And I was like, "Whoa,
oh,
I'm sorry."
Yeah, it's a huge. I guess with the social media thing, it's a huge debated topic. You know, none of the bands are emo. Some people aren't emo, but we think they are. You know, this is like, oh my gosh. Well, I was reading a good article that was talking about Weezer being emo.
So, yeah, I've read a lot of articles where they're like, if you like Fugazi, if you like Nirvana, you're like half a step away from being an emo, basically.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, less about the fashion, but more about the angst.
Yeah.
So this is Evanescence with Lithium. This one spooks me. I'm not going to lie to you.
Tess is actually cringing.
I find it scary, this one.
I always used to get a wee bit
freaked out by
Evanescence too, but Evanescence too, but yeah. I do love it. This was also a big SingStar track.
Ooh. Was it?
Wake Me Up was a big SingStar track.
Oh, but God, I wanna let it go.
Yeah. Feel the feelings, Tess.
Gaze inward.
I feel inward. Fair.
Allow your vulnerability. Your heartbreak.
I am extremely vulnerable.
Hope and self-loathing.
Emo is the child of goth, someone said. It kind of is, yeah. Maybe they're slightly competitive cousins.
I mean, musically and band-wise, they're the child of punk, okay? So, you know,
everybody's
for
the
music nerds.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, so it's goth. Yeah, it's definitely a lineage, absolutely.
This, I think also, like, 2000s emo is having a bit of a revival right now. I definitely think in the way that, you know, the cycles go around, I see people kind of getting back into this. Some people being like, it's ironic. I'm like, it's not really though, is it?
Well, it's their childhood, right?
Yeah.
And so now, you know, young men and women who that was their childhood are reconnecting, saying, yeah, okay, those were happier times. Not really.
Those were some times.
Someone in the office compared some of the tracks to Blink-182, which I thought was interesting.
Well, that punk pop, I think definitely. Yeah. And sonically, it's just like the less happier version of it. Now, Evanescence started as a Christian band.
Evanescence was a Christian band?
Yeah, they met at Christian camp, Amy Lee and Ben Moody.
I can kind of see how emo would be like
a
thing that would come out of that, maybe.
Okay.
I can just, you know, I can see the like cover of like a one of those red school books you have that's just got like Biro scribbled all over it with your tags and like a whole bunch of things like, I don't know. I'm just really having a bit of a throwback to intermediate school.
I'm just thinking of all those people in their car all of a sudden getting a wave of sadness.
It's all right.
Like this gloom.
Okay, someone says Jimmy Eat World is an emo. Ooh, we're having some controversial things here.
Someone texted in saying that I've made the funniest radio comment of the year. I just want to shout that out.
Oh, what was your comment?
You can respect emo?
You can. That person would like
that was a question.
Total Cortez there. Someone else said, thoughts on emo, 110% pure sloppy shite.
Oh.
I have to disagree with you there, texter.
I agree, but I love it.
Yeah.
Lowercase x with the uppercase d. That's like,
very
which
emo.
Someone texted in. That's such an emo, like, emoji, if you're going to call
emoji.
That.
Emoji!
Oh, God.
Hey, to the person who texted in about Jimmy Eat World not being emo, what would your, like, equivalent be? What would be more emo for you? I'd like to know. Someone also said sound like Mars Volta.
I mean, it is a really debated
subculture.
And I mean, I saw Jimmy Eat World listed places, but a lot of bands really tried to distance themselves. And then when it became so mainstream, you know, people, you know, everyone, oh, they're fake emos, they're plastic emos, they're not real. And then, you know, that shop in the States, Hot Topic.
Oh, yeah.
It became purchasable.
Emo.
Yeah, so.
It's
yeah.
like how you can go and buy a Sex Pistols t-shirt from like Glassons or something, and it's. Like, is that? I don't
so
know
this
what that is
at Hawthorne Heights, Ohio is for lovers.
Keep rolling on and on.
I'm waiting for the build. Yeah, they always have that build up.
You know it's coming.
I like the debate that's happening.
Yeah, we're getting the emos are coming out in force.
Someone says Evanescence is Def's not emo though.
I think, okay, I would like to know at what age you were listening to emo, because when I was at high school, like, all of the emos were listening to Evanescence. So that was definitely the thing.
No, I think, you know, it's a good for us as observers to look at how the debates rage on, that they're not fixed.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely.
Because then you get people like Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy and that kind of
and
thing.
And would either of them say they're emo bands? Maybe Fall Out Boy would say, you know, like nobody, no band is an emo band. You know, there is no band.
Well,
no,
it's
band
funny you say that, because Harry from the news team, I went to school with him and he came in before and he was like, well, you used to wear checkered Vans and skinny jeans and
were you
had
an
the
emo?
Fringe. And I don't think I was an emo.
However,
emo in denial. Emo in denial.
The other thing I like is all these bands have been from all over. Like Jimmy Eat World is from Arizona. These guys are from Ohio, obviously. Evanescence from Arkansas. You know, capture that sort of Midwest, you know, average sort of people. It's very white middle class as far as the band makeup.
Someone says they love the emo kids off South Park. That's very iconic.
Someone said you guys are giving me some mad flashbacks. I feel that. When I was going through some of the tracks, I was like, oh, God.
Now, the other
I have different. I'm like, oh.
Well, you guys need to remember, though, that there was even some hate crimes against emos, though.
Yeah, it
and
is
so,
actually.
Like, it's all
gnarly.
Fun and games to, like, joke around that you don't like them or you think, you know, they're fake or you don't like their music. But it did kind of leak out into some actual violence.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, there was a lot of, like, there were some not super great things that came out of being an emo as well.
Self-harm?
Yeah, and also as far as like the whole Tumblr scene and all of that kind of stuff.
Tumblr's a great scene.
I mean,
But you know, I read this thing that they had to train cops how to spot emos and goths so they could protect them.
So the person who was texting before saying Evanescence is an emo said they started listening in 2007 and American Football Never Meant is the anthem of true emo. That's a hot reckon.
I have to have a listen. Maybe it would.
For people who are into some more obscure emo, if that's what you're into, Indian Summer is getting a reissue as well. They were pretty legendary, and that is coming out as an anthology of the emo pioneers' complete works. So that's pretty cool. They came out, and Numero Group is doing that as well. And I think Numero Group freaked out a little bit. They were like, oh, God, this is not what we normally put out. And they literally tweeted, give emo a chance.
Aww.
Give emo a chance. So give emo a chance, guys, this weekend.
Should we catch the end of the song?
Perks of a Wallflower.
Yes.
Someone texted in saying, oh man, so many feels and memories. As soon as I hear this, I get the feeling I need to sweep my fringe across my face again.
Oh, it's a mood.
See, some things were including Lil Peep, who I love, but you know, I guess, you know, some people would argue no. Like, it is definitely a
It's an ongoing debate.
That's like a newer.
Oh, absolutely.
So is emo still coming out? Or
well,
is
that's what they're arguing.
Genre?
They're trying to argue that it is still around and
totally.
That it's not as musically homogenous, although the songs we've all played are pretty musically homogenous, but but that it's fluid enough that things can be emo without sounding.
But
like
I think
that.
If you listen to, and that's kind of why I played Jimmy Eat World versus Evanescence, like those are two very different songs for sure.
I'm so pleased you brought this one in this morning, Kirsten. This has really thrown me back.
Yeah, I've got all these freaked out people thinking about their childhoods now wandering around.
Oh,
you'll be able to recognize them.
Someone texted out and saying, I never realized I was an emo. I totally listened to some of these songs. Lots of these songs were so mainstream. Everyone must have been a bit emo as a teenager.
I agree. And I think that's why it was so popular. Well, you know, but that there is sort of an angst time where you question yourself and the world and what is death and why am I here? You guys are going, no, I never did.
No, definitely.
Also, someone else texted in saying many Lil Peep beats sample very obscure emo songs from the 90s.
Okay. There you go.
So
there
he is legit then.
He's very legit emo.
So hug an emo.
Hug an emo.
Or all these people having flashbacks. Hug
your
them.
Inner emo, you know? Give your little inner emo a hug today. That's my advice. Thank you very much, Kirsten. What are you bringing in next week?
Next week we're going to Brazil for the Bossa Nova.
Ooh, Bossa Nova. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Oh,